Helga Christofferson, assistant curator. Leonor Antunes, I stand like a mirror before you. Leonor Antunes is an artist based in Berlin, but she's originally from Portugal. For this exhibition titled I Stand Like a Mirror Before You, she has made a whole series of new works specifically for the lobby gallery. She follows in a line of presentations in the gallery that offers often a younger or mid-career artist an opportunity to show in New York for the first time in an institution, and so it's also Antunes' first institutional presentation in New York. She has shown widely in Europe, but following the mission of the new museum to bring new art to New York, Leonor's presentation very much follows in this line. What you see in the gallery is several works that respond directly to the space. There's a floor made out of cork and linoleum, and a very kind of meticulously patterned floor that's made, of course, in the dimensions of the space. You see a series of hanging sculptures down through the space. Antunes, she created a net run. She's run one long rope through the ceiling or on the ceiling from which she suspends her sculptures. And then finally you see a number of standing sculpture screens that are semi-transparent. They both navigate, or they are meant to guide your way through the space, and at moments hide or conceal both the sculptures and also other parts of the space, as well as the space directly outside of the lobby gallery, the cafe and our lobby. Leonor Antunes is an artist who is known for her particular use of natural material, something that's very important to her. She uses often leather, brass, string, rope, very much following in the line of ancient craft traditions. She's somebody who has done extensive research on craft traditions from around the world, and as you can also hopefully see, incorporates many techniques of braiding into her sculptural work. There's one sculpture to highlight in this space. Is a five-part brass sculpture that's hanging down from the ceiling. It's a work that Antunes did in tribute to the weaver and textile artist Annie Albers. And this brass piece is somehow a direct copy of a weaving by Annie Albers that's in the collection of MoMA. And here, Antunes, she has translated this this piece of fabric into five hanging sculptures. Each of these sculptures are made by hand. Tiny brass tubes are collected into a meticulous kind of grid, and the sculptures are then hung, kind of shaped through their own weight down through the gallery. In general, Antunes' works make many references to historical figures, artists, designers, and architects, often female, often women, whose work has somehow fallen off the chart or who weren't recognized in their time. Annie Albers is a very good example of such a figure. Another one would be the American experimental filmmaker Maya Deren, who also is another very important reference for this exhibition. Antunes, when she was invited to the new museum, really decided to approach this exhibition as a sort of a tribute to a number of artists, women, for whom New York became a very important site for the production and presentation, and also recognition of their work. Women who came from elsewhere. Anjelbus was a German immigrant. Maya Deren was a Russian immigrant. And somehow women who found New York City to be a very productive and creative environment. And so in the exhibition, another very important work is the standing screens that you see that are a direct inspiration from the way that Maya Deren was thinking about the transformative potential of the screen, the transformative potential of a cinema. What is it? What kind of relationship can we have with images that we find in this screen? And hence also Antunes' choice to make these screens in exactly this space, a space that is very transparent, that is characterized by the fact that as a viewer, you will always see your own image reflected in the glass surface towards the lobby, lobby of the museum. You are at once in a very intimate space, but also in a very public space, and you are faced with other people as well, and other people and other events, as well as your own image, mirror image. And so the screens in the gallery are very much intended to guide your look, your path, and the way that you see yourself and others in this space. Helga Christoffersen, assistant curator. Serving Objects, 2015. One of the most elaborate pieces that Antunes includes in the show is the five-part hanging brass work called Serving Objects. This work refers directly to a work by Anjelbus, and it's also a very good example of how what Antunes considers her work to be. Serving Objects, on the one hand, very directly says that these sculptures are not self-contained. They are directly referencing another object, a textile by Anjelbus. But they are also in themselves an extension of the lobby gallery, of the space itself. In general, Antunes, she makes works that extends architecture, extends spaces. That's very visible in the lobby gallery. She's made a floor. Her hanging pieces, they come down from the ceiling, and as such, their shape is determined by the fact that they are directly connected to the space. And so the title, Serving Objects, is really also a very good way of describing her practice in general. She always says that her objects are meant to activate the space around them. They're not meant to occupy or fill the space, but rather act as a direct extension of other things around them as well.